Welcome to another episode of the Just Music Podcast. I'm your host, Marco.
And I'm your other host, Jalen.
And this is episode 105, maybe, right? Is that what we're on?
Yes, I think so.
Wow, I actually got that correct for once. 105. So, you know, it's a lot of episodes. But today we have on the Just Music Podcast DJ and producer and events planner, company head, Mr. Cole Butler. So thank you for joining us. You know, we're excited to have you on.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. So I guess to kind of kick things off, could you kind of tell us, you know, where you're from and kind of how you got into DJing?
Oh, man. So originally I'm from Southport, North Carolina. I got into DJing actually all off of a gamble, actually. Me and my buddy, we were playing a roulette on a rubet.com, cryptocurrency gambling website, and we were playing like this little mini game called Lightning Roulette, where you get like multipliers for like specific numbers occasionally, and we hit like a 200x on one number and won like $1,600. And at the time it was like COVID, so we didn't really have like anything to do. There was nothing going on around in town. And so we ended up buying a DJ controller with the winnings and ended up just like messing around at the house, DJing and stuff and figuring out how it works. And I had like a slight producer background from 2016, like making hip hop beats and stuff like that. Never even knew about like house music and stuff then. But I was like, well, shoot, this would be kind of cool if I could like maybe come back and start making music again and maybe DJing live. And I've ended up finding house music after going through like some record pools and stuff and kind of just educating myself. And then I just started diving like really, really deep into house music and ended up falling in love with it. And ended up going out to like clubs and stuff here in Myrtle Beach and meeting some of like the resident DJs. Like I went to a place called One and Done in Conway. It was a college club. And Tony Jack was the resident DJ there. I'm sure you guys know him. He's a resident.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, in Charleston now at a few places. And so he was the one that kind of put me on to DJing in the town at One and Done, and even let me go back with him a few times at Senior Frogs, and we just started doing small events and whatnot. And yeah, he was really cool to be able to put me on to the DJ scene really quickly out there and, you know, help me out like that. So that's kind of how I got started into everything. And then as far as producing music now goes, I kind of just started getting tired of playing other people's tracks. I was like, I really want to start making my own stuff. So I just, you know, re-downloaded FL Studios and got my nose back to the grindstone and just started studying house music. Because I mean, I understood like the four on the floor part and all that, but everything else was a little bit foreign to me because it's so different from like hip-hop and making like lo-fi stuff like I was making at the time previously. So yeah, it's just a lot of YouTube videos, self-educating, and just figuring out how it goes. And yeah, so it took me a while to make like my first decent house track, because there was just a lot of garbage out there that I've made. But you know, that's just how the cookie crumbles.
Wow. So, wow, you said a lot of really cool, interesting things that I definitely want to go back and touch on. So, because the way that you just got into DJing, it kind of reminds me of, I don't know if you know, DJ ALX. She's really big in Charleston right now. Because she kind of got into DJing. Yeah, she's great. She kind of is telling us that she got into DJing because of COVID. You know, COVID, you know, not a lot of people anything. And she was like, yeah, I spent like my last paycheck on a drunk Amazon purchase. And I was watching some DJ videos. I was like, this looks cool. And then, you know, here she is now. And she's, you know, now a trio artist, which is just really awesome. So
yeah,
it was kind of funny based off of a Rubet. Wow. Is that that's not the company Drake uses. Like
I no, see he uses Stake now. You can't, unfortunately you can't use Rubet anymore. Cause that, have you like you have to put like your government ID in if you're not in a legal city. Oh. But back then it used to be just like you throw on a VPN and you make an account and you can deposit and withdraw whatever.
Damn. So it was like the Wild West back then. Okay. Dude,
yeah, it was crazy.
It was crazy. But yeah. And then you mentioned Tony Jack, which is really funny because that's kind of how you and I got connected. Because I, one of my goals for last year was to try and kind of play outside of Charleston, and same for this year, just kind of see other venues. And, I recently bought some property in Myrtle Beach and I was like, you know, like, let's see what the Myrtle Beach scene is like. Cause, Tony Jack moved down to, Charleston. And do you also know, a DJ named High Ed too? I know he plays, he was in Myrtle Beach for a bit. Then he moved to Charleston.
I've heard his name before, but I've never personally met him.
Okay, yeah, because he's a good friend of mine, and he's done some events with us. But he was also up in Myrtle Beach too. But yeah, because we kind of got connected because I was looking at different places, and I saw the Chemist Bar, and you know, you guys do like a house music night there. But yeah, if you kind of like explain how that all came to be, and how you kind of started with that and building up that, that event to the success it has right now.
Yeah. Hospitality. Oh boy. Honestly, it's kind of taken its toll, in the winter here. In all honesty, it's way more busy during the summer when we have tourists and we start running localized ads. We get a lot of traffic from that, of people seeing ads just being around downtown. But honestly, our local population, not super into house music. We have a lot of bass heads here. I run events with Five Eye Productions, who owns the super sweet Hennessy sound system down here, and they're the ones that are the shakers and movers of, you know, the bass scene down here, just because of that supreme quality sound system. So they've had just to name a few, the Riddler, I can't remember, I'm not super good with all the bass artists, and Zen Select, some pretty decent bass head names. As far as booking people goes, they've had some really cool, great shows, but you know, not house, but you know, it is what it is. We're always going to try and push the house scene. We've been doing like co-hosting stuff with a buddy of mine, TC3. He's the other half of Last Night. He's been helping us do like these boiler room esque style parties out there at the Chemist. The first one we ran, it was like your traditional middle of the room style setup, and it was just an absolute shit show. There was like 110 people crammed into that small little building, and just, oh my god, we had to take apart the CDJs the next day because drinks got spilled on them. The mixer. Ooh. All fucked up. Yeah, our channels 1 and 4 on our Mixer are still like super sticky. It sucks. But I mean, we don't have 4 decks, so I mean we don't really worry about it right now. But yeah, we had to take apart the CDJs and clean those chog wheels. It was an absolute nightmare. We were like, yeah, we're never gonna do the middle room like that again unless we have like barricades or something. I mean, the college kids just love to cause mayhem, so
right.
But absolute great vibes all around. It was a great show. Really great music and just really great vibes. So I mean, we ran one like, what was it, like 3 weeks ago, and we added it up in the booth instead this time, and it was absolute great show. We actually oversold the property by double our capacity and packed the building out like can of sardines. But great show, great time.
Nice. That's sweet. So, you know, I think that's really cool that you're noticing that the house music scene in Myrtle Beach just isn't as popular as a couple other places. And I mean, we can say in Charleston, it's definitely growing. I would say within the last 4 or 5 years that I've been here, I've noticed it kind of really just growing and growing every year. Which is fantastic, because I feel like house music's like really popular right now, and that's where a lot of people, they, you know, they want to see like, they want to see like and listen to the house music that you can get in Miami or Chicago or New York, you know, in the smaller markets. So you know, that's awesome that you guys are trying to bring that to Myrtle Beach. But I had no idea that Myrtle Beach had a lot of bass heads. That's kind of really funny.
Yeah. there's a lot.
Jam, we gotta go to a Grizz concert. Oh my gosh. So we did a boiler room with Tony Jack and his event company. We like sponsored one on Tuesday at Inc, which is right down King Street in Charleston, and we like sold out all the VIPs tables. It was insane. And it was like myself, Nikki Nice, and Hyatt, and a couple other DJs too, just like playing in that like boiler room kind of set. And you know, it was really cool to see people just, you know, raging on a Tuesday. But it's good because it's like the scene is growing and growing, and so you know, it's great to see. But yeah, so I guess you know, what are you guys kind of planning any other sort of house events once the busy season kind of kicks in Myrtle?
So as of right now, we're actually in the works of opening up a new spot across the street and across the street from Chemist. And the highlight of this place, hopefully if all things work out, we're going to be putting a Function One sound system in there. I'm not sure if you guys know what Function Ones are, but they're like the bee's knees for house and techno speakers. They're fantastic. They're just like top of the line. And we're going to be trying to do house hospitality over there just because it's going to be a larger place, and possibly doing some boiler mask style shows in there. Back one season, it's probably around like springtime, spring break, like end of March, beginning of April. But if that doesn't come to fruition, I mean, we're definitely going to run it back at Chemist. You know, we always do, and it's always a great time. The tourists show up and they love it, because like, you know, they come down here and they expect it, and then like all that they really get if you go anywhere else is, you know, your traditional club hits and, you know, hip hop and, you know, house music sprinkled in here and there. But, you know, these kids from up north, I mean, they're going out to, you know, frat parties and stuff where, you know, they're you know, going out to parties where these DJs, they're spinning house music too. So they come down here and there, that's, you know, that's kind of what they're expecting. So, you know, that's, it's just what we do.
Solid, solid. Yeah, that's great. That's great. Jalen, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Yeah, I was going to say, man, really want to come out to one of y'all's events at the Chemist, because it sounds like it's a really, really fun time. Because Marco and I, we were talking about that earlier this year about, you know, heading out to different cities in South Carolina and seeing what the house music and the music scene in general is like out there. So we'll definitely be in touch, man. And I wanted to ask you, sure. Who are some DJs that you give credit to as far as influence on your sound?
Oh man. And my sound is kind of all over the place. Like if you listen to my tracks, you know, it's just, I have everything from, you know, just like Jack in the House type stuff, tech house, just traditional house, melodic house, even like new jazz style house. It's kind of just all over the place. But some people who definitely influenced me to push myself harder and further, Diskel is one of him. I stay in touch with him frequently, and I send him like all the tracks that I work on and make, and always ask for his feedback, because he is, in my opinion, he's like the next one up out here in this area, and like the little Charlotte, Charleston, you know, Wilmington triangle that we're in, or whatever you would like to call it. But dude's fucking brilliant. He's an absolute genius at making house and even UK garage now. I don't know if you guys know of Diskel or have
heard any of his
songs. Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of him, because he was performing, like I was performing last summer at High Tide, and I saw he was on the main stage. So I gave him a follow, because apparently he like used to play in Charleston or something, right?
Yeah, he's got a brother that lives out in Charleston, so he I believe he occasionally visits him. Okay. And, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, but I've heard of him. I've heard of him. Maybe we'll have to interview him, maybe.
Dude, yeah, get him on the interview. He's got a saving up UKG flip that is just bonkers.
I saw that he was trying to post it on SoundCloud, and SoundCloud kept going down, and he tried to like do all sorts of things, like, you know,
pitch it up, pitch it down,
pitch down. Yeah. So, and it just wasn't working, but, yeah. So, okay. Yeah. Diskel, definitely. I've heard the name, and, yeah, that's great. That's great. So yeah, I would definitely say it was funny when you were mentioning how you were producing kind of hip hop, back in 2016. And then when you transitioned to making more house music, I just think it's funny how people think house music's like the easiest genre to produce. It's just like boom, clap, like not. So like, I guess, you know, when I'm kind of producing and working on remixes and originals, I always kind of try to add like little sprinkles of percussion and elements, because it really makes all the difference. But do you kind of have like a process for when you're making or you're creating something? Like, do you just kind of go in there thinking, all right, I know exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to do X, Y, Z. Or are you just kind of like, you know, we'll see what happens. How do you go about it?
Oh man, with every track, I'm just flying by the seat of my pants. there is really no method to the madness. I kind of just sit down. I'll put down the drums and like the core basic drums, like just boom, clap in the hat, and I'll make a bass line, and then I'll just listen to it for like 5-10 minutes over and over and over again. And I'll just be like, you know, either I'm like, you know, I just can't make something right now, or it's just like
I don't know how to explain it other than just you get a feeling and you just roll with it and you just continue to roll with it until next thing you know, you've got a finished track that's mixed and mastered.
Yeah,
but
for sure. For sure. Okay. That's great. I mean, I'm also trying to get some producing in as well. But there's this one guy in Charleston who I definitely recommend you check out. His name is Jambox, and he is really good at producing. He's always making mashups and remixes like every week and releasing them on SoundCloud. It's JMBX. He's a really cool dude, and he's been helping me out as well. So if you're any new music, you know, check him out.
I'm always searching.
Yeah. And then I guess this is what I like to ask every DJ that we have on. Jalen knows where I'm going with this. Cole, what are your thoughts on the sync button? Do you think that it enhances the art of DJing, or do you think it ruins it? Because I've heard both arguments, but I'm just kind of curious what you think. Kind of a polarizing question.
Honestly, I could care less if you use the sync button or not. Like, obviously, I'm just going to pretend, give you shit if I see you using it. But deep down, yeah, no, I don't care, you know? Whatever gets the job done. I feel like it's kind of like counterintuitive in a way whenever you're using it, because sometimes you need to just be able to, like, on the fly, you know, move the tempo down. And sometimes it just like won't move for some reason, because I've tried using it and it's just like, I'm like, why the fuck is it not moving? And so so I'm just like, yeah, I've never used it. It's just, it takes like 2 seconds to move your tempo slider. Like, I mean, so you should just do that. But you know,
are you anti-sync button? Is that what you're saying?
Well, can you repeat that for me?
Are you anti-sync button? Are you against it? Is that what you're saying?
I wouldn't say I'm against it. I would say I'm just neutral, gray area.
Okay. Fair enough. Because, you know, when we ask this question, I get a lot of variety. I get people saying, oh, absolutely not. Like, you know, you're not a real DJ. And then I've heard other people say,
people's egos getting bruised.
Yeah. And some people will be like, well, you need it if you want to do like this crazy James Hype transition, or
that's true. Yeah.
Mixing, you know. So it really just depends on how you use it. My personal thought on it is, if you're beginning to learn how to DJ, I think it's great to learn how to like beat match, but definitely practice without using it. So that's the way I'll do it. But I'm kind of like, no one's gonna notice, especially out on the dance floor, if you're using the sync button or not.
Yeah, no,
not gonna care either.
He's using the sync button.
All those bros using the sync button. Boo this man! Yeah,
people on the dance floor just want their song request.
Literally.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. Do you have any crazy or funny stories when you DJ? Because I feel like every DJ has like one crazy story.
Oh man,
your head. it can be as wild and crazy. I mean, when we had, I don't know if you know, Ferrari, DJ Ferrari, he's up in New Jersey, New York, but he comes down to
Ferrari. Yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, he told us this insane story. For those of y'all that know what I'm talking about, go back to the Ferrari's episode. It was an insane story. So I feel like if he can say what he said, then you know, you can say whatever.
I have to think. Crazy request story. Oh man. Man, I've been put on. I got nothing coming to my mind right now. I'm just drawing blanks.
Yeah, because it happens so often, right? It's like,
dude, it's. Yeah.
I will tell you.
I mean, we other than just like white girls going crazy, getting mad that you're not playing Taylor Swift or fucking Bad Bunny. I mean, that's about it. Like, I don't know. I haven't really had any crazy ones. I mean, maybe I'm just lucky, I guess, because I got nothing really coming to me.
I would say
that's good,
Marco. It was one boiler room that we did, and I'm not gonna say where it was or who the guy was. I don't even know who the guy was, but he came up to the DJ booth. You were DJing, and he tried to get your attention. He looked at me, and I just act like I didn't know what he was talking about. I just ignored him. So then he got your attention. You're obviously like DJing, and he's like, "Hey man, you got an aux cord for my phone?" I'm like, "Bro, what? If you don't like, please go, like, please leave, bro." And I'm like, why? Like, nobody, like, do you not like read the room, bro? Like,
was he like trying to request like rap or something? I was playing. Like,
I don't know what he was trying to do. I think he was trying to get you to play his music. And I'm like, bro.
Oh, I think I remember now.
And then he came on the other side of the booth where there was another DJ who was coming on after you. He was like, "Hey man, like, can you get him to play my song?" He's like, "Nah, bruh, nah. He's DJing right now. Like, we don't take requests. Like, bruh, please go sit your ass down." Like,
oh my god.
Yeah, and then it's like people get liquid courage when they're like drinking more and more. Then they're just like, they'll just come up to you, you know, like, but yeah, it's kind of funny. So, yeah. But so I guess you mentioned that you have some events planned for the summertime. But then in terms of music, you know, are you working on anything currently right now?
Currently I have like the bones of a new song set up. I'm trying to make like a, you know, spring and summer right around the corner. So, you know, your typical, you know, piano house, just feel good style track. I haven't made one of those yet. So I was like, you know what, let's make one of those, and, you know, just go from there. I have one that's unreleased right now that's being signed to G Mafia Records. And I believe that's coming out like mid next month, I want to say, maybe beginning of next month. I'm not exactly sure. And then March 1st, I'm re-releasing La La Love to Almighty One Music Records. They're a smaller music label, but their A&R guy, Scott Anderson, he's been just keeping in touch with me and talking to me a lot, which I liked from an A&R guy. Just G Mafia they're nice, but they're from Sao Paulo, Brazil, so there's a bit of a language barrier there, and they don't exactly, you know, just always keep up to date with you and see how you're doing. Whereas this guy, it feels a little bit more personal. So I was like, you know, I'm gonna take a shot with this guy and, you know, see where it leads. And yeah, so re-releasing La La Love with them and G Mafia. The song's called Flex. So we'll all be able to hear that in the near future.
solid. Before we wrap up, Jalen, is there anything you wanted to add?
Nah, man. It was a pleasure having you on the show, man. We definitely want to, you know, come see you and come support you in the events that you have going on. So we'll definitely be in touch, man.
Yo, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. We definitely should do like a collab event together in like,
that would be,
you know, I know we could definitely loop in Tony Jack for sure. He's got all the, I feel like he's like all got all the connections up there, up and down between here and Carlton, or here in Myrtle Beach. Thanks again, Cole, for coming on. For the listeners, thanks for listening. And check out Cole's music on SoundCloud. And I'm assuming these other releases that you're mentioning, they're going to be like on all platforms probably.
Yeah, they're going to be on all platforms. Yeah.
Spotify, Apple Music, MySpace probably. But everywhere you go, get your music. And definitely, if you're in the Myrtle Beach area, or even if you're in the Charleston area, go to The Chemist for the Housepitality shows. Definitely go and check them out. And check out Cole on Instagram and Just Music Podcast. Check out Jalen's band. When are you guys playing next?
Yeah, the JP band, man. We're going to be at the Dewberry Hotel again on the 23rd. And then on the 29th, we'll be at the Charleston place doing a performance at the Preservation Society of Charleston Gala. It's for their 70th Carolopolis Awards. I think I pronounced that right. But yeah, it's going to be really fun, man.
Wow. Nice. There you go. Nice. And then I just released a mashup of The Killers with this DJ Volaris. It's out on SoundCloud. I just randomly released it just because I felt like it. So yeah, go ahead.
Don't forget to tell them about our boiler room on the 23rd.
Yeah, we're doing a boiler room. That's right. We just made the announcement for that on the 23rd of February. We have a great lineup of DJs like DJ Zay going to open it up. We also have Cool Boy Academy, also known as T from Ritual. So that'll be his first. He was telling me he's like really excited, Jalen, and he was telling me it's like his first DJ gig in Charleston outside of just playing around at Ritual. So he's really pumped for that. And then we have DJ Dollar Menu, so that'll be a good time. Mm-hmm. And so definitely come out to that. Y'all probably saw the videos and things of the rap event that we did, the mic drop at Rec Room. Great success. And then also the Ink Boiler Room with Illicit Events that we partnered with. Another great success. And they were both on two random nights. Like one, the Rapture was on Sunday night and Ink was on Tuesday night. So Tuesday. Yeah.
And people in both of those venues, which is it's the crazy part.
Charleston got an alcohol problem apparently. So thank you all again. And till next time. Later.
Cheers.
Cheers to that.